to Washington and LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks to fill us in on two stories interest me in relation to the presidency today, Simon. One is Iran, the sanctions against Iran, which we'll come to. But first, the trial involving two people, Paul Manafort and Rick Gates. Fill us in on who they are and what the trial is about.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Paul Manafort was, of course, Donald Trump's campaign manager back in 2016 when Donald Trump was running for the presidency. Ultimately, of course, a race that he won. By the time the election was held, Paul Manafort had departed the Trump campaign, but he's now on trial facing a series of charges relating to conspiracy to defraud the tax officials here, conspiracy to defraud the United States government. And his fellow accused is his former business partner, Rick Gates. The two of them, before they became involved in Donald Trump's presidential election campaign, were in business together as consultants working in the former Soviet space, particularly in Ukraine. And the charges that Mr. Manafort is now on trial over relate to the way in which he is accused of having embezzled money and avoided paying tax on millions of dollars that he was earning in the former Soviet Union. The drama in the courtroom yesterday occurred when his former business partner, Rick Gates, who is cooperating with the authorities, unlike Mr. Manafort, testified in court and said that he had himself embezzled more than $100,000 from Mr. Manafort, but that the two of them were involved in essentially a criminal conspiracy to hide money that they were earning in the former Soviet Union from the taxing authorities here in the United States. And there was real drama in that courtroom because this is the first time that the two men had come face to face, although Mr. Gates apparently did not look Mr. Manafort in the face while he was testifying in that court yesterday. But it's the first time they've come face to face since it became apparent that Rick Gates was cooperating with the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. And why does all this matter? Well, it doesn't directly impact on ties between President Trump's election campaign and the Russians. But nonetheless, for the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, who's bringing these charges against Paul Manafort, it's a big target for him to try and secure a guilty conviction. Because if he can say that he's won a guilty conviction against the man who was Donald Trump's campaign manager, much as the president of the United States now likes to suggest that he barely knew Paul Manafort, well, nonetheless, that's a pretty big bullseye for Robert Mueller to score.
And might conceivably explain some of the intense tweeting over the last, week or so about the Mueller investigation?
Yeah, I think definitely, although we should also not rule out the possibility, Sheila, that the President of the United States may know that yet another shoe is about to drop. Certainly the intensity of tweeting about the Mueller investigation invariably a few days later is accompanied by more bad news for the White House from the Mueller probe. What's most interesting, I suppose, about the last few days is that a week ago, Donald Trump essentially on Twitter instructed his Attorney General Jeff Sessions to shut the Mueller probe down. And Jeff Sessions appears to have done absolutely nothing as a result of that, which is an indication, perhaps, that Donald Trump's power within his own inner circle doesn't always necessarily bring the results that he would like to see.
Yeah, I saw that tweet when he asked for it to be shut down, and I thought to myself, he doesn't really think that calling for an end to it in public isn't obstruction of justice just because it's in public, does he?
Well, he doesn't believe, of course, according to his lawyers, that the president can be found guilty of any crime, certainly not obstruction of justice and certainly not collusion with Russia, which he insists did not occur. But it was an interesting moment, that, because it was the first time publicly that President Trump has said, let's shut this thing down. We've all surmised for months that he wants to get rid of Robert Mueller, and indeed on at least one occasion, the White House counsel Don McGahn has intervened to try and head off the idea that Donald Trump might touch the third rail here and try to fire Robert Mueller. But it was tantamount to an instruction to his Attorney General. You know, Jeff Sessions, he said, should shut this thing down. Well, you know, you'd think that that would lead to some sort of action on the part of his Attorney General, but it's led to none, and that, of course, is partly due to the fact that Jeff Sessions himself has had to recuse himself from involvement in the Russia probe because he lied to Congress about the nature of his involvement and conversations with Russian officials during the election campaign.
Deary me, let's go on to Iran. Donald Trump issued a strong warning, not just to Iran, but to anyone trading with Iran. What sanctions are being imposed here?
Well, it's jolly bad news for any American planning to buy Iranian carpets that haven't yet arrived in the country. Jolly bad news for any Americans that have the taste for Iranian caviar. And I don't know that there are many Americans out there that covet a test drive of an Iqco Samand, but that is apparently Iran's top-selling car, American borders are now closed to it. I certainly am not planning to roll one of those into my driveway anytime soon, but perhaps there are some American drivers out there who fancy taking one for a spin. What Donald Trump has done in the last few hours is take to Twitter and say the Iran sanctions have officially been cast. All of this, of course, follows his decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal, a nuclear accord that Britain, France, Germany, the EU, Russia and China say they are still upholding. He describes the sanctions that went into effect at midnight last night as the most biting ever imposed. I'm not sure that's true. And in November, he says they ratchet up yet another level. Anyone doing business with Iran, he writes, will not be doing business with the United States. Now, that is a shot across Europe's bows, because large European businesses like Total Oil in France, small European businesses like people who may be simply doing business with caviar exporters from Iran or carpet exporters from Iran in Europe, all of those businesses are now basically being told by the United States, you carry on trading with Iran, you won't be trading with us. And worse than that, they could face sanction from the US Treasury and the US Justice Department. Now, the Europeans, of course, in a statement yesterday said, look, we're going to carry on shielding companies from any punitive action if they're engaged in legitimate business with Iran. This is a standoff, in other words, between another standoff between Donald Trump and the Europeans over whether he's got the right, in this instance, to tell European companies who they can trade with and who they can't trade with.
OK, thank you very much. Good to talk to you again, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.